Okay, we'll say hope all is good. Today's daf is my cut and daf hey. We're here at the bottom of Dalad on the Bays, right? The last two dots. Umitakten eskil kuli hamayim shibushus aravin. We're allowed to fix, the Mishnah had said, you're allowed to fix things that have been broken. Let's say, kilkuli harabim, the water, the cisterns or the reservoirs, you're allowed to fix them. And then the next two words, which is not quoted in the Mishnah, but it's good to kind of mention it because we're about to make a diuk. Right? The Mishnah then says, v'chotzen also, and you're allowed to clear out any rocks that have fallen in to the cistern. So the Gemara immediately points out that chatita in chafira lo, that the Mishnah was specific and it said, you can only do chatita, you can only clear out the rocks, but you're not allowed to chafira, you're not allowed to dig new ones. You're not allowed to dig new cisterns or reservoirs. Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lo shanu, but ela she'in rabin tzuchalem. And that's only if the masses, if the public doesn't need them. Aval rabin tzuchalem, but for whatever reason, if you need more cisterns, so then, afilu chafir motor, you can even dig them anew. The Gemara says, v'chir rabin tzuchalem mishari, is that really true? That if we need more of these cisterns, is it really motor? V'aytani did when they're in a b'raisa, chotin boros tzuchalem oros, shel yochid, right, you're allowed to chatita, right? Again, you're allowed to clear out these different types of cisterns, right, if it belongs to if it's privately owned, right, if ain't tzorich lomar shel rabim, and certainly, right, you're allowed to do it for the masses. Ve'ein chofrin, but however, you're not allowed to dig new ones, boros yichem oros, these new cisterns, shel rabim, ve'ein tzorich lomar shel yochid, and certainly you don't have to tell me that you're not allowed to dig new ones if they're privately owned. So the Gemara says, my lab is rabim tzorich lomar, it must be that that's the case where it's mutter, right, that's where the masses need, right, these cisterns, right, and you're telling me that you can't do chafira, so that tells me it's not really mutter if they need them, right? Again, we just said that Rabbi Yochanan said that if they need them, you are allowed to dig them. Here, the Braisa says that you're not allowed to dig it for the masses, and we assume it's a case where they need them. So Gemara says, lo, b'she'in rabin tzuchalem. No, the case is where the masses don't need them. So therefore, if the masses don't need new cisterns, so then you're not allowed to dig it on Chol HaMoed. So Gemara says, well, the problem with that is that the cisterns for the masses, for the public, is taught in the same sentence, in the same breath almost, as the cisterns for a yochid, for a private person, for a privately owned. So that seems to imply that they would be the same case, that it would be the same situation. And that's what the Gemara says, the kavasi gabe yochid, right? But the same type of case where you don't need them, right? But we said we're dealing with a case where the masses don't need them. So that seems to imply that the halacha is that we're talking about over here, where a yochid also doesn't need this cistern. V'she'in yochid tzarech lehem, privately owned, right, whatever, a single person does not need these cisterns. But the problem is that the Braisa said that chatita, right, mishari, the Braisa said that you're allowed to clear them out, but if you don't need them, right, why would it be mutter to clear out the rocks that fell into a cistern on Chol HaMoed? Right? Mishari, is that really mutter? It's not really mutter, because we learned in the Braisa, boru sikhar ma'oros, right, these cisterns, shal yachad, if they're privately owned, if they belong to an individual, right, so konsin mayim letochan avalochotin, right, you can fill them with water, but you can't clear them out of rocks. V'lo shafin et sidkehen, and you can't seal up the cracks, v'shal rabim, but if they belong to the masses, so then chotin osan, then you are allowed to clear out the rocks, v'shafin et sidkehen, and you are allowed to kind of patch up the cracks. So that again, that tells me that you're not allowed to do the chatita, you're not allowed to clear out the rocks, right? Again, that's what we said, of a lochotten, right? You're not allowed to clear out the rocks of an individual. Right? Now, again, if you're telling me that the case is, right, where that the last brisa, right, again, if you, just to clarify the kasha, right, if you tell me that the last brisa, right, is where you do need them, as we said before, so that works out. But if you tell me that the last price that says you don't need them, like we tried to suggest, we tried to say that the masses don't need these pits, and now it's implying that the masses don't need them, and also an individual doesn't need them. So that's what's it called? That's a stira, because the previous price has said that it was mutter to do chatita. You're allowed to clear out the rocks. And this price says you're not. So the Gemara says, well, elamai. So, but the problem is that what else are you going to say? Right? The previous case is that an individual, right, a single person does need the pits. It's a little bit confusing to go back and forth, but it's once you chazer it twice or three times, it starts to make sense. But the kavasa gabi rabim, well, that'll play it back the other way. That if you're telling me that you need the pits, right? And therefore, either whether it's a case of a privately owned pit or a cistern or whatever it is, or a publicly owned pit, so b'shiravim tzricha lahem, right? The case is where the masses need them, so chafir mi aser, right? Is it really aser to dig them, right? Again, if you remember, the first b'risa made a split between digging new ones, right, and doing chatita and clearing out the rocks. If you're clearing out the rocks, right, so that was mutter. Digging a new one though was aser, right? That's not actually true. As a chafir mi aser, it's not really true. If the masses need them, as Rabbi Yochanan suggested, if the masses need the new cistern, so why would that be aser? Because bor sichur ma'aro sheyochid konsim mayim l'tochan, you can fill the water, right? You can fill them with water. V'chotis nosan, you can clear out the rocks. Avalo shavin as sidkein, but you can't kind of seal up the cracks. V'lo chotis l'sochan. And you can't clear, what's it called? It could be that this doesn't, yeah, it could be that this makes sense. Is that taken out? We'd like to clear the rocks into them. Not really, I guess. I'm not sure what that means. You clear the rocks into them? I guess you're not allowed to use it as a storage area. Okay, fine. For those sadi no son basid, right, and you're also not allowed to put plaster on the walls of them to kind of, again, make sure they keep the water in. V'sharabim, but if it belongs to the masses, so then chufri no son, v'sadi no son basid, you are allowed to dig them, and you're allowed to plaster them with plaster. And the point here, though, is that chufri no son, you are allowed to dig these pits if the masses need them. But then the problem is if you tell me that, again, we're back at square one, if you tell me that the case where you're digging these pits is where the masses need them, so then you have the parallel case by a yochid, right, it doesn't make sense either. So it says you're right. Explain like this in terms of the halacha. And this is what the Braisa really is coming to teach us. You can clean out the rocks from a private cistern, if it is needed, right? Ve'ein tzarech lomer b'sharabim, and certainly you can do this for a public cistern. B'sharabim tzarech lahem, right? If it's needed, da'afilu chafiru mutter, because even digging a new cistern, if the public needs a new cistern, so that would be mutter. Ve'ein chofrin bor sichur ma'ar sharabim, b'she'ein rabim tzarech lahem. But if the masses don't need it, you're not allowed to dig a new one. Ve'ein tzarech lomer sheyochid, and you certainly are not allowed to dig a new one for a private individual, right? Again, for a certain person. If he does not need the cistern on Chol HaMoed, if an individual does not need a new cistern, so even clearing out the rocks, right? Forget digging a new one. Even clearing out the rocks is going to be aser. Rav Ashi says masnisa namideka, and our Mishnah makes a lot of sense. The language in our Mishnah seems to imply, right, how we just explained, right, the katani, because the Mishnah says osin kol tzarchi rabim, right, and you can do anything that the masses need. So the kol asuye mai, what is that coming to include? Lav lasiyah chefira, isn't that coming to include digging a new cistern for the masses if they need it? So Gemara says lo, no, really lasiyah hadatanya. It's coming to teach us the following, that it's mutter. Meaning the following bunch of random stuff. Yotzin l'kavetz is adrachim. That you're allowed to go out and take a clear out, like thorns and thistles or whatever it is, from the roads to make sure people are able to travel. U'latakin es harachovos, and to fix the streets. V'yasa is tratos, and the marketplace. V'lamod es mikvos, and to measure the mikvos, right, to make sure that everybody, right, needs to have 40 saw, arbaim saw. V'chol mikvos she'in arbaim saw, meraglin osa l'osocho, Arbaim saw, and if you don't have enough water, so then you fill it with enough water. Okay. Uminaim shim yatsu v'lo asur kol elu shekol damim shenishpuchu sham mala ala because of kilu him shafchum. And if you don't do this, meaning fix the streets, I'd imagine it's not talking about the mikvah, but if you don't go fix the streets, the markets, etc., so how do you know if someone, rachman al-tzlan, if the road is messed up and someone gets killed there because you failed to take care of the public areas, right, how do you know that it's as if the people in the city in charge of this stuff, right? Kill, heim shafchum, right? Is it as if they killed him? Tamalomar v'haya alecha damim, right? It should be upon you, where the blood should be upon you. Aga, that's a marker for not that I'm an advocate for such things, but it's a marker for taxes. Meaning the whole reason the city levies taxes is so they can go out and fix the roads. Now, it has to be in a situation where it's used and dispensed without any corruption, which probably does not exist in the entire world. But But tachlis, that's the whole point, right? To make sure that the public thoroughfares are taken care of. Okay, so that's what it means. Then when we said kol sarchi rabim, it means all those little details that we just mentioned, fixing the streets, right, etc., the mikvos, and that's what you're allowed to do in chol hamoed. The problem with that is habahedya katani la, but that's a beferish mishnah, right? Because the mishnah says mitaknis adrachim is rechovos of mikvos, right? That's our mishnah. That's our mishnah, right? Flipping back, does it say in our mishnah? I thought it was our mishnah. Yeah, that's literally the next words in our mishnah, right? Metaknin is a drachim, as a rechovos is a mikvos, right? So it can't be that kol tzorchei rabim is coming to include those examples because the mishnah says it next. So the gemara says rather, really, like we said before, is actually correct. If ozen kol tzorchei lesuyeh mai, right? Lav lesuyeh chafiro shma mina. So it must be coming to include digging a new cistern, and that's exactly what Rav Ashi said that our mishnah seems to imply that you are allowed to dig a new cistern if the mass is needed. Okay, but saying in the sekvaros, you're allowed, we go out in Chol Hamoed, and if you need to, you can mark the graves. This is basically, this discussion about marking graves will take us to the end of the Amud, and I think onto Amud Aleph and Daf Vav, if I'm not mistaken. So Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, says, Remez Litzion Kvaros Minotori Minayin. Where do you find a hint, or kind of a source, that we should mark, right, these graves in the Torah? So, ironically enough, Talmud, the pasuk says, "Vara etzem adam ubana etzlo tzion." A person should see a bone, right? And put a tzion. A tzion is like a marker, right? Like a sign. Right? You should put a sign on top of it. So, if anybody, right, you don't have to know the Torah by heart to know that that's not a pasuk from the Torah. Excuse me. You can just look right in the. Over here in the Torah, or mine is the bottom left. Right, that's a pasuk in Yechezkel. So the Tanaim knew that, the Amoraim knew this. Right, so Amar they revealed the Ravashi, they didn't need the Torah, or right. Hamakami delese Yechezkel man Amar. Okay, that's wonderful. You asked for a source from the Torah and you quoted a pasuk in Yechezkel. Where did you know that before Yechezkel wrote that down? So Ravashi says, well, we have another example of something similar. Litzamech, according to that, Hadam Rav Chista. Dover zeh mitaris Moshe Rabbeinu lo lamadnu medivri Yechezkel ben Buzi lamadnu. This what Rav Chisda said. We didn't learn this from Moshe, but we learned it from Yechezkel. Now, what the Gemara does not do here is explain what zeh, what this is. So this is the halacha. This is Gemara in Zvachim that basically anybody who is not circumcised cannot do a avodah on Beis HaMikdash. So how do you know that someone who doesn't have a bris milah can't do a avodah on Beis HaMikdash? Right? We find it in Yechezkel, but not in the Torah. Right? The pasuk says in Yechezkel, right? Kol ben nechar arel lev arel basar lo yovo lemikdashi. Okay, this is pretty straightforward, right? If you don't have a bris, can't come to Beis HaMikdash, can't do a avodah. So mekamei delesi Yechezkel man amar. So before Yechezkel said it, right? Who said it? Where'd you get that from? Right? Yechezkel didn't make that up. Say, Ela Gemara Gemira Lav. No, it's a Gemara. It's now we say Gemara referring to this, but we don't really mean that, right? If you look at Rashi, right, Gemira he says one word, Misinai, right? Lachol Moshe Misinai. So Asi Yechezkel Vasmah Hakra and Yechezkel, right? Slap down a pasuk and we base it on that. So Hanami, so over here too as well, right? There's a concept of marking the graves. Right, and Gemara Gemirila, right, it was passed down from Moshe, and also Yechezkel Vasmachakra, and Yechezkel came and slapped down a pasuk so we could remember it. Okay, now we're going to bring a bunch of psukim, right, after we quote that thing from Yechezkel. There are a bunch of makoros throughout the Torah that actually does seem to imply that you should mark these graves and make sure that people don't become tame, and as we'll see in a second, that really the specific concern here is truma becoming tame. Okay, Rabbi Avo, Amar Mehacha. Rabbi Avo says in the pasuk from tame tame yikra, that's by a mitzora that he should call out and say he's tame. Tuma korolo v'meres v'prosh. The tuma calls out and says stay away. V'chein Amar Rabbi Uziel bar Brei, the Rabbi Uziel Rabba. Rabbi Uziel bar Brei is the grandson, right, of Rabbi Uziel Rabba, the great Rabbi Uziel, right, his name for his grandfather, right, what we do nowadays certainly. So Tuma Korolov Omeris Leprosh, right? It's the same thing. And the Tuma calls out and says, stay away. The pasuk says, Gemara says, 1 second. That pasuk is by Mitzorah. You need to learn the halacha of Mitzorah from that pasuk. What do you need that? What do you mean? That pasuk doesn't teach us about marking graves. That pasuk teaches me like the following. Right? Tame Yikra, right? What does that mean? Tzarech Lodiu L'Tzaru L'Rabim. Right? A person. V'Rabim V'Akshon L'Rachmim. That a Mitzorah right, calls out and says, "Oh, I'm tummy, I'm tummy," so people will daven for him. Right, there's a halacha that a mitzvah has to call out and say that he's tummy. So Gemara says, "Oh, fine, but imkain lichto v'tummy yikra my v'tummy tummy shmamina right tarti." So what? Okay, enichinami, but why does it say tummy twice? Right, if it says tummy once, it would have gotten it, but now that it says tummy twice, so then we can learn both halachos. Okay. Abaye says from here, the evil is the mikshol. You shouldn't put a stumbling block in front of a blind person, right? Again, because the person's going to make a mistake of becoming tamei or eating truma when he's tamei, right? He wouldn't have realized. Rapapa amar v'amar solu solu panadarech, right? Clear the road, right? So get away, clear the road. Rav Chirna amar harimu mikshol midarech hami, right? Get the mikshol again, same idea of lifnei iver, right? Take the mikshol, the stumbling block away from my road, my nation's road. Rabbi Yeshua b'Rei Rav Idi amar v'adat alemas adarech asher yelchuba, right? Teach them the way to walk. Obviously, he's not talking about walking, but it's talking about the Torah and spirituality in general. But anyway, but it could also mean right the path down which you should walk. Don't go over the tumah. Marzutra Amar Vizar Demes Pnei Zama Tumah Sam. You should make sure guard Am Yisrael from their tumah. Rabbi Ashi Amar Ushmartem Es Mishmarti. What does that mean? Asumishmer is the Mishmarti. Make a shmirah, right? The lesson Shamor, right, is to watch over. So watch over or guard, right? My Mishmeret. What is that? So if you look at Rashi over here, right, he says Asumishmeret Laochlei Truma. Right? Make sure you guard or watch over the people who are eating Truma. Right? The Chtiv Be Mishmeres, because the word Mishmeres is written by eating Truma. Right? We're concerned. We want to make sure that people don't eat Truma. But Truma, obviously, that's not good. Right, big time. One of the big time Yisurim. Ravina, Amar Ravina says, "V'sam derech erenu v'yesha elokim." Right, if someone who puts a road, right, sets down the road, right, he will see the Yeshua of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Our Rabbi Shimon Levi, once we mentioned that pasuk. Now, I thought, well, first time I read this, I thought, as the pasuk says, "V'sam derech." Right, if you look, if you place for yourself a road. Right, so then I thought this meant v'chol sam orchosav. It's not actually sam; it's sham. Anybody who sham is to. Not only does it mean over there, but it's a verb that means to evaluate. So if you to do a what's the word a shmir, not a shmir. I forget the word, but sham is also to evaluate. So kol sham orchosav. Anybody who evaluates himself, anybody his orchos. Right, we have. Orchos tzadikim, right, the ways of the righteous. So orchos, anybody who evaluates himself and his actions and his derech, zelcha v'ra b'shuasa shal kosh baruch, right, he'll see a kosh baruch with salvation. Shnemar's pasuk says, v'sam derech, autuki, v'sam, right, ela v'sham, right, don't say that you put, but rather it should be, you should evaluate. Derech erenu b'yesha lokem, v'sham derech, if you evaluate your ways, then you'll see the Yeshua of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yane Havaleh Talmidam, the Chol Yom Ahava Makshile. Every day, Rabbi Yane had a Talmud, right? Some people think those are annoying Talmidim, but right, people who, right, real proper teachers know that those are amazing Talmidim. Right, he had a Talmud who would give him kashas every single day. Rabbi Shabta de Regila, Lo Hava Makshile. But on the Shabbos of the Chag, right, Rashi's, no, it's not Tosos. Oh, it's Rashi, right? Meaning everybody would come to the Shir. Tosis also. Meaning that basically the Shabbos before the holiday, there would be a big halacha drasha, and everybody would come to the shir, but lo havam akshalei. He wouldn't ask him kashas because everybody was there and he was concerned, right? If Rochma Litzlan, the Rabbi Yani, didn't know how to answer, so he would be embarrassed. So Kari Allah, so they said about him, right? V'sham, again, v'sham derech, or v'sham derech, erenu b'yeshe elokim, right? Again, he knew the proper derech to go, because Chas Shalom didn't want to embarrass his Rebbe. Ask him last month on Sunday. It's not such a big deal. Okay. Tanur Bar Avodah Debraisa. Emet Sainin. Now, what type of grave? Now, again, you know, unfortunately, Lolein over we have obviously plenty of graveyards. We're not talking about that. A graveyard is an obvious. Right, there's a demarcation there. There's a fence. There's a grave. There's a gravestone. Right, here we're talking about potential places where there may be tumah. So what do you have to actually mark when you're talking about that you are allowed to mark these graves? What's the point of marking graves? So obviously, as we'll see in a second, right, you only mark something that's really a suffix, something that might have tumah. Because obviously, if you know there's tumah there, so that it's either obvious because it's a graveyard or people are aware of it or people in the towns know that someone's buried there, etc. So we're talking about trying to find kind of suffix dikka graves. So that's what the Brisa says over here. Tanur Rabbanan with the Brisa. Ein mitzayinin lo al kezayis min ames, v'lo al etzem kisora, v'lo al davar she'ino mitame be'ohel. What are we doing? meaning we're not going to put a sign if it's a kazayis ames, or an etzem kisora, or a small piece of a bone the size of a barley, or anything else that's not matame ba'oho. Because again, the whole concern is that there's a tumas ohel here that is going to impact anybody walking over it. Now, as what the Gemara itself will point out, that's a little misleading because a kazayis mace is matame ba'ohel, but okay, we'll deal with that in a second. But tachlis is anything that's not going to be matame ba'ohel. There are all these different types of measurements. You can learn in the very confusing Mishnayos of Oholos and elsewhere, and Caleb, if I'm not mistaken. Okay, either way, so tachlis is anything that's not going to be matame ba'ohel, you don't need to make a marker on. Abba mitzayni na l'shidra v'algogolos, but he will make a marker for a spine or a skull, al rov binyan, or about the majority of a skeleton, al rov minyan hames, or the majority of the number of bones in a skeleton, because those things are going to be matami bohel. They mitzayin al havadayos, as we pointed out, you're not going to make a sign over, for sure, a vadai, a definite type place of toma. Al mitzayin al sfeikos, right? The whole point here is to mark the sfeikos. Veilu and sfeikos, what is that? Schachos, upros, ubesa pras. Schachos and pros, we'll define in a second, but those are basically places underneath which, right, they're natural outcroppings underneath which someone might have buried a mace. Schach is going to refer to branches. Pros are going to refer to, let's say, a wall or a stone that's maybe a natural stone or a big rock or whatever that's kind of leaning over. Someone may have buried something underneath it or next to it or whatever. Ubeis HaPras, as we'll define in a second, that's a field which has a suffix. There are a couple types of Beis HaPras, but a field that has a suffix, a mace, or maybe a field that had a mace but it was plowed. Okay, we'll see in a second. We don't put the sign davka right over the mace, because at that point, right, person stops by the sign, they're already going to be over the area of tumah, and you're going to lose out all the taros, right, all the truma they were holding in their hand. Well, he looks down, oh man, that's the problem. But on the other hand, right, we don't put the sign too far away from the mace, because then already you're cutting off, right, roads and space in Eretz Yisrael where people can no longer walk. And the Gemara just goes back and says the kasha we said that before. Kazayis min hames in matame ba'ohel. What do you mean? A kazayis min hames does not matame in ohel. Right? Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah. Elu hametamin ba'ohel. Kazayis min hames. Right. Pretty straightforward. Right. That Mishnah. Yeah. In Oholos. Where is that? Bez Aleph. Okay. So right, it's straightforward that a kazayis mace is matame ba'ohel. So Rav Papa hacha b'kazayis matzumtzum maskina. No, we're dealing with an exactly a kazayis of meat of a mace. The sof sof mixer chaser, because as we know, right, the flesh will decompose. So there will be less than a kazayis very quickly. So therefore, we're not going to put a sign over it because mutav yisrufa love truma v'kachim lefisha v'al yisrufa love la'olam. Right, it's better that a person should, unfortunately, in the next couple of days or so, however long it takes for the corpse to decompose, but we should have a small, minute amount of people burning kachim and truma as opposed to making that place usher forever, because eventually, right, the kazayis, the flesh is going to dry up. And it'll be less than this year, and it won't be matam bohel. Okay, if elohin asvekos schachos uperos. Yeah, we said these schachos uperos, these are the things that we're gonna mark off. Schachos, what is that? Ilan hamesach ala aretz. That's kind of, if you can imagine, a weeping willow. Right? That's trees that reach over the ground that someone may have buried underneath. Uperos avan imperos ayotzes menegader. And pros are stones that come out of a wall that a person also may have buried underneath. Beis HaPras, what's that? Kedetan, look at the Mishnah, Chorish, is a Kevrik, Isha Harei, who osa Beis HaPras, right? If you plow over a grave, that's called a Beis HaPras. Vekamu hu osa, and what does that mean? How much of the field is a Beis HaPras? Malay mana mea ama. Basically, mea amos, right? Obviously, a mana is something that you call something to do with the plowing. I forget what it's called, but the amount of field that you plow, and it's going to be basically mea amos, I'd imagine, in each direction. I'm not sure. I would imagine each direction. Okay. Gemara says, one second. Ubeis pras mitamim ba'ohel. Let's go back. Now, does ubeis pras really mitamim ba'ohel? V'amar Rav Yehuda Mar Shmuel, right? Minapeach adam ubeis pras. V'holech. A person can blow on the ground, right, over ubeis pras, and then walk through it. Right? We're concerned that you can blow away any types of, you know, bone fragments or flesh or whatever it is, right? And then you can walk on it, right? If it's plowed up or it's cut up by a plow, so then Pasha says you cut up the skeleton, but if you blow out away any debris in front of you, so then you can walk there. V'Rav Yehuda bar Ami Mishmei De'ula, right, Amar, right, Beis HaPras, Sheni D'Astor. Right, if a Beis HaPras is plowed over or stepped over, right, and the people have kind of walked over it, so then it's going to be tahor. We're not concerned that the bone fragments, meaning because the whole point is that if people, you know, kind of trample over it, you know, it will, they will crush the bone fragments or put them into the ground, right? We're not concerned that that's going to go through the ground. So why in the world do you need to mark off a base of pras? Because there's different types of base of pras. Because one type of base of pras is where you plowed it over. That's fine in economy. But one type of base of pras is if you lost a grave. So there, okay, there you got to mark off, right, the base of pras to make sure people don't go over it. Gemara says, "I saw that she'aved bekever beis apras karila." Or really, when you lost, if you've lost a grave in a field, that's called a beis apras. Gemara says, "Yeah, and sure it is." Fatzan, because within the Mishnah, shalosha beis apras, saying there are three types. It's like funny that it would quote a Mishnah, but okay, you would think that they would have known that. But all right, that's a good kasha. There are three types of beis hapras. Vesada shenev bokever, vesada shenechus bokever, vesdei bochen. Right, again, the two types of fields that we talked about: one you plowed it over a grave, one where you lost a grave, and a field where you're crying. What is that? My stei bochen. Very good question. What is that? So Rav Yeshua bar Abba Mishmei de'ula Amar, Soda Shemaftirin ba Mason. It's a field where, not Haftorah, where they leave the mace. Now what does that mean? What do you mean where they leave the mace? So if you look at Rashi over here, if you look at the second wide line, Shemaftirin ba sa Mason, Kshemevian Mason imakom lamakom likvor. Again, it's not an unprecedented thing for people in outside of Eretz Yisrael to want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Where sometimes they would transport the mason. People would want to be buried elsewhere. So if you bring a mace from one place to the next, right, ligvor to bury it somewhere else, kishibayim besadeh samach le'ir, when they bring the mace, let's say, to the field right outside the city, niftar and elu she'aviyim mimkoman, right, the people who brought the mace to, let's say the Chevra Kedisha or the Chevra in the city, right, who brought the mace to the field, would bring it to its proper place. V'holchim lahem, and they leave. Ubon Achi Amakum, and the people where they are burying the mace, that's where they come and meet them, right? And they take the mace. U'mekabla noso, and they take the mace. U'roktsa noso, and they wash it off, right? Sham v'kover noso, and they do all the Chevra Kedisha type stuff. So basically, let's say you're living in New York, and the person's going to be buried in New Jersey. Now, obviously, now it's not a good example, but back then, like when you had to, you know, kind of transport either on foot or on carriage, so outside of the city, they would meet in a designated field called a Sde Bochen, and that's where they would transfer the mace from one city to the people of the next city. So the Gemara just asks, the obvious question is, V'tam amai? So, okay, that's all nice and good, but then why do you have to mark it off, right? Why is that called a base of pras? Why is there a potential for a grave? Right? You're not burying them there. That's just where they transfer the mace from one city to the next. So Ravimi said, "Mishum Yeush Bailim Naguba," because of Yeush Bailim. Now, Yeush Bailim, we're not going to come to that for a while. That's already a phrase that we throw around in Seder Nezikin. But if you look at Rashi, fascinating. Mishum Yeush Bailim, three lines down. Well, really four, but the Dibur Maskil starts three lines down. Lefisha Heviyum Mimakom Rachok Nidaldel Aver. Since they perhaps, it could be that they brought the mace from a far place, right? It could be that a limb detached and fell there. Vinisiaishu elu al elu and veinichum sham. And one group decided, well, I guess it's the other guy's responsibility. And the other group decided, well, I guess it's the other guy's responsibility. And it just left there. So it could very well be, since again, nowadays we think of it as ridiculous because you transport, you know, the mace in a car or whatever it is. But back then, when you had to transport the mace in a wagon or I don't know, whatever, so it was very possible that, you know, unfortunately, lo aleinu, you know, a limb could detach The people would be like, oh, I guess it's their responsibility, and no one would actually take care of it, and it could be that the limb is still there, and that's obviously a real proper limb, or enough of it, as we pointed out, could be metame ba'ohel, and therefore, that could be called a beza pras. Okay, we're going to stop here. Mostly, there's more a little bit, there's more about this tomorrow. We'll talk about this a little bit, but we're going to stop here, and we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.